I'm going to tell a children's story. Incidentally, any of you that enjoy telling children's stories, we have been blessed for many years now. Francis, whenever Francis is here, Francis is the go-to children's story person. She has a seemingly never-ending supply of cool children's stories. Now, Francis is only going to be here on first and third Sabbath. So second and fourth Sabbath, we're going to need other people to step up and tell a children's story. So I thought I would lead by example the first week that Francis isn't here, and I would tell a children's story. So here is my attempt at telling a children's story. I was thinking that tomorrow is the Super Bowl, a big cultural phenomenon in the United States. But really, the Super Bowl is it's a game. It's a football game. And there's going to be one team that wins and one team that loses because it can't end in a tie. If it ended in a tie, I don't know. The world might end. Somebody's going to have to win that game and somebody's going to have to lose that game. And it made me think about two things, both of which I was reminded of by something that in one of the children's stories recently. I was thinking about games and reflecting when I was a child, I was one of those little children that you never wanted to play a game with. Because when I didn't win the game, I would get very upset. Any game, right? I was thinking about all these little kid games, games that were popular when I was a kid. There was a game called Candyland. That game is still out there. There was a game called Chutes and Ladders, another game called Trouble. And basically all those games, you just kind of move around and whoever gets to the end first wins. And if I happened to win, yay, things were good. But if I happened to lose, I would get very angry and I would flip the board over and I would get very upset. This happened as I then got older and I started playing baseball. I was in Little League baseball, right? These little kids playing baseball. And my father was so embarrassed. There was this one time in particular. Everything was good as long as my team won. If my team didn't win, things could go very bad. So one day my team was winning. I was maybe, I don't know, 8, 9 years old. We're playing baseball. My team is winning. Everything is good. It's the last inning, and the other team is batting, and they're trying to get some more runs to win. And there were 2 outs. And if you don't know baseball, that means the game is almost over. Okay? There were 2 outs. All we had to do was get one more out. And the ball was hit right to the shortstop. And all he had to do was catch the ball and step on the base. And he let the ball go between his legs. And the other team scored a whole bunch of runs and we lost the game. And what did I do? I threw my glove down on the ground and I ran up to my teammate and I started yelling at him. And my father ran out on the field and he grabbed me and took me away and he was very embarrassed. And this was just part of my childhood. I was always getting upset and people didn't want to play with me. And eventually, as I grew older, I kind of phased out of that. But I think, I don't know, maybe I never really phased out of that. I just don't play games anymore. So I was thinking about, and Charmaine will remember this, I was thinking about a youth event that we had for the kids in the church. This was at the West Houston Church. Somebody had a pool in their backyard, and they invited all the youth over. And so there were kids, and we had food, and it was a time of fellowship. And there were a bunch of kids there. And unfortunately, some of the boys that were swimming in the pool started wanting to have a contest. Okay, they were going to be having a contest to see who can hold their breath longer under the water. Now, why do boys do this? I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of this was other than to see who's tougher and who can hold their breath longer. So these boys were playing this game and, you know, us adults, we were kind of aware that they were doing it and whatever. And so there were maybe four or five of them that, you know, they would hold their breath and go under the water, and they would stay under there for a while, and then somebody, and eventually they'd pop up one at a time, and then whoever popped up last, he won. Yay, okay. So we're watching this. They've been playing it for a little while. We're watching this. And, you know, there was four or five of them playing, and one of them pops up. Okay, another one pops up, another one pops up. Well, the winner, he's still under there. And he's under there. And he's under there. And he's under there. And all of a sudden, we realized, oh, no. And he was in, like, you know, the shallow end. They were all playing it in the shallow end. Nothing. He just passed out under the water. And next thing we know, we grabbed him, threw him up on the ground, and he's blue. He's not breathing, and he is blue. And Charmaine runs over there and says, you know, somebody start doing CPR, because we were all just kind of in shock looking at him like, he's not breathing, he's blue. Go ahead. Yeah, and then somebody else who knew CPR, another girl who had been trained in CPR, jumped in there, and they started resuscitating him, and his parents called 911, and it was really good when he spit up the water and started breathing again. We all breathed a sigh of relief. But the root of the problem was these stupid boys were trying to have a contest to see who could hold their breath longer. And what was that all about? And in fact, it almost cost that one boy, Josh was his name, it almost literally cost him his life. So let's think about that. You know, I think about that a lot when it comes to game playing, and I'm serious. I don't know if that part of me, that competitive, I have to win part of me, has ever really left me. So I don't like to play games. That's one reason why I don't do that. And, you know, what is the point of this competitive thing, these boys that just had to see who could hold their breath the longest? It almost cost Josh his life. So I think we can take away from that. Let's compete less and love each other more. Amen. And let's go ahead and pray for that. Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your love. I thank you for your kindness. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me, Lord, for that vile, competitive spirit in me that wants to win at all costs, Lord, when we know that, Lord, you want to lift everyone up, and you want us all to love each other. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me and forgive anyone else who cries out to you with that same prayer, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.